Now for the morning cruise. Tips from Buddha.
Nah, not those kind of tips. These kind of tips.
It spills back to Hocking. Trapped to the ground that time by Hocking. Hocking towards half forward. Gary Hocking front. Left foot snap, a beauty.
Footy tips with the morning cruise footy expert and Cats legend, Buddha Hocking.
Yes, sir. Buddha in the house. Morning, Buddha again.
Good morning, Mark.
Big round, round 20.
Moving through, isn't it? Round 20, only a couple of rounds left and some absolute ripping games in this one, starting obviously tonight, Frio and Melbourne over there in Perth.
Big ramifications for the top four, I suppose.
Well, there's all the way through the whole ladder, the top eight, Mark. There's going to be movement up and down. I don't see too many teams outside of Geelong, we'll get to later on, being able to hold their position. But Freo did end Melbourne's run early in the year at round 11 by 38 points. So if you're sitting there thinking maybe Freo, just think about that. Lobb's back in, but Fife is out, so that's a big loss to Freo. But May's back in, Lever's back in, who didn't play in that game in round 11. So they did struggle, Melbourne, in their defence. We know those two guys are awesome, but I'm going to go with Melbourne to bounce back over there in Perth.
All right, big call. What about this one? This will be a ripper too. Well, it should be. Collingwood and Port Adelaide at the G, 1:45 Saturday.
Yeah, well, Millie's pies, and she'll be listening, going very, very nicely. She's got no fingernails left because these games have been extremely close. I think Collingwood over the past, and they're actually, I think, won nine in a row, which is they've just moved along nicely under the radar. But Millie's fingernails are all done because they've had so many close games. I just think Port are done, and they've got some injuries. The big one is Millie's boys back in, DeGoey. Grundy not given the green light yet, Mark. I think he might play in the VFL, so I'm tipping the Pies to beat Port.
Righto, GWS and Sydney Sydney?
Yeah, I think Sydney will win this one.
Should do, shouldn't they?
Yep.
St Kilda Hawthorn.
Well, the trip to the West, Mark, is probably one that's going to just worry the Saints a little bit. It always takes a little bit of out of you. Gresham is also out there. They're a really good midfielder who can cover the ground. I think the Hawks are in really good form. And I just talked about the trip. I'm tipping the Hawks.
Jeez, okay. All right. We'll leave Geelong and Bulldogs and come back and spend a bit of time on that because that's tomorrow night game. We'll do that right at the end. But just to wrap up Saturday, Adelaide and Carlton in Adelaide.
Yeah, no, this will be something where you just get out and do something else. Don't even grab the remote, Mark. You just go and do what you need to do, get the chores done. I think Carlton's going to be too strong. Adelaide have been a team for the last probably couple of years that have got some young kids in, but I don't see any sort of movement at the moment. They're just sort of holding at the moment. They're in a holding pattern, probably what I'm going to say. So tipping Carlton.
I take credit for that. Or, you know, Richmond in 2017 when we belted them in the grand final, I think, wasn't it? And they haven't been the same since. They have not recovered.
Evil. That's evil.
It is evil, isn't it? Buddha Hocking is with us. We're looking at round 20 footy tips. Sunday afternoon, Gold Coast, West Coast.
Well, off the back of that song, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, West Coast will be in dire straits, so I'm tipping the Suns.
Doing. Nice one. I like it a lot. Righto. Tigers, last gasp for them, surely, against Brisbane.
Yeah, but if the Dogs and Saints fail, they'll certainly be able to make the eight. And then I think what they've got is they've got Port, Hawthorn, Essendon, your boys, Mark, on the last three rounds. So there's an opportunity. This is a massive game, and I say massive a lot, but it is an important game for the Tigers. And like I said, if the Saints and Dogs fail to win their games, well, you're in the eight, and you probably could stay in the eight. And I think once Richmond get in the eight, on the back of what they've done over the last few years, there would be some doubt in some of those teams that have made the eight. So it's a really big game. But in saying that, I think the Lions, look, they haven't done enough, and I've said this all year. I just feel like they're not in it, but they are. They're going to be part of it. So I'll tip the Lions just to beat the Tigers.
Righto. Essendon and North 4:40 at Marvel on Sunday.
I'm going to go and get a haircut. Can you get a haircut on Sunday? But
Depends, probably can. Someone will do it for you.
Do it myself. by the look of it, probably people are saying, yes, you already are. So I'm tipping Essendon.
Righto. Just grow your mullet back again.
Yeah, it's nice.
Essendon it is. Let's go to the big one. It's Geelong and Bulldogs. This will be huge tomorrow night, GMHBA Stadium.
Well, Steve's in the house for Millionaire, and he's a massive Cats fan. He's got all the tattoos, the 07, 09, 011, and I asked him for the four losing ones, 89, 92, 94. And 95, he's got them as well. So right. He's got the four losing tattoos and he's got the three winning ones. So well done to Steve, but he's going to be awesome. But massive game, blockbuster, huge, 1v8. The Dogs are better than eighth, though, Mark, but certainly haven't really shot the lights out recently. Great win over the D's, we know that. Joel Soward, let's just spend a couple of seconds on Joel Soward. Outstanding person, outstanding captain, outstanding player, 350 games. No other Geelong player has reached that milestone. So he's on 349, going into 350. It's also about the way that he's played. To be able to reach that milestone in the way that he's put what he's done out in the field and put his body through.
Yeah, and his head.
It's an amazing achievement. Like, he's a wonderful captain, probably the best captain in the history, and I think they'll get up for, and they've generally very, very good Geelong players at winning milestone games. So at home, big game, the Cats, to be able to win that one. And Tom Stewart back in as well.
Oh, that's a bonus, isn't it?
Yeah. Huge.
And Joel Selwood and Tom Hawkins playing something like 300 games.
300 together. So, lots of things in that game.
Lots to like. And tomorrow night at GMHBA Stadium, when those lights light up in Geelong at night, it's something, isn't it? Really, it just puts us on the map.
Helps you get around town a little bit.
You know? It does. Oh, it's head for the light.
That's it.
As opposed to stay away from the light. All right, well, thank you, Buddha. Buddha's tips up online a bit later this morning, bay939.com.au. And Leopold, your boys, you're coaching them. Jai Thompson, big milestone tomorrow.
Yeah, we've talked about that. 200 games for Jai, been an awesome player person for Leopold Footy Club. He is Leopold when I think about that.
Yep.
He's been a gun, clearance beast, warrior, and also his parents have just put copious amounts of time into the footy club. Brendan's been a president, so they'll be proud as punch. So it's going to be a huge day. Grovedale, good team, well coached. We just need to win to secure a final spot, but more importantly, tick the box for Jai to be able to walk away and win a milestone game.
So much sweeter when you get carried off on the shoulders when you've had a win, isn't it?
I ain't doing it. He's a big boy.
I must tell you, jump on Leopold Footy Club on the socials as well on Facebook, because you can see all that on
there. It's all through there.
Some great photos.
And lots of people putting their best wishes to him as well.
Yeah, awesome. All right, Buddha, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.